Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. intelligence community is offering a stark assessment of Russia's war on Ukraine.
The U.S. government assesses that Vladimir Putin is ramping up Russia's attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure, aiming to make it harder for the Ukrainians to move troops and supplies. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told the Senate Armed Services Committee,
"These aggressive tactics are likely to continue, and the war is unlikely to end anytime soon."
Haines says the Russians have given no indication they're prepared to make concessions in any peace talks. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden says take Donald Trump at his word. In an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Trump refused to commit to accepting the results of this year's presidential election, declaring, "If everything's honest, I'd gladly accept the results." His words. A federal judge sentenced insurrectionist Jack Wade Whitten to 57 months in the penitentiary for repeated attacks on police during the January 6th insurrection attempt. This is ABC News. Months after it became the first state to execute a condemned murderer with the previously untested method, Alabama's Supreme Court greenlit the execution of a second individual by nitrogen gas. Alan Eugene Miller survived a 2022 execution bid by lethal injection. No execution date set yet. The Biden administration honoring the nation's Teachers of the Year.
You all are the reason why we have hope about the future. I really mean it. Not a joke.
First Lady Jill Biden, an educator herself, organized a Teachers of the Year state dinner.
Never forget that student by student, the lives you change go on to change the world.
The National Teacher of the Year, Missy Testerman, who teaches English as a second language.
Teachers are the ultimate facilitators of justice, fairness, equity, and democracy.
I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom of
it. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak will start a second passenger train route between St. Paul and Chicago later this month. The Borealis trains begin service on the 21st. The new trains follow the current Empire Builder route between St. Paul and Milwaukee and the Hiawatha stops between Milwaukee and Chicago. There'll be 8 stops in Wisconsin. Donald Trump telling a Waukesha rally Wednesday he supports the law enforcement crackdown on the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at UW-Madison.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
Police say 34 people were arrested, but only 4 of them went to jail. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks season comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost tonight to the Pacers in Indianapolis. The final, the Pacers 120, the Bucks 98. The Pacers now win the series 4-2 and advance in the playoffs. Despite injuries, the Bucks' Damian Lillard tried to make a go of it, leading Milwaukee with 28 points in 35 minutes of play. Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, each with 20, a disappointing 14 points from Chris Middleton. So the Bucks finish up with an overall season record of 48-34. Last year, they dismissed head coach Mike Budenholzer. This year, one has to wonder if change is coming to the roster. Baseball, the Brewers in Chicago to open a three-game weekend series against Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. First pitch tomorrow afternoon at 1:20 at Wrigley Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any drizzle ending, we'll see partly cloudy skies developing with lower 40s in the overnight and light west winds. On your Friday, sunny skies, upper 60s. Could have a couple of showers late Friday night into Saturday. Saturday's high near 60. It's 47 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas breaks down The Fall Guy, and Max Inc. host Terry Barr shares new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
UNICEFUSA.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. You've seen the headlines. Bird flu spreads to chickens, cattle, raises concerns over human infections. Bird flu kills half of humans who get it. Cat dies after drinking raw milk. A Florida dolphin dies of bird flu, et cetera, et cetera. What's going on with this thing? I wanted to check in with one of the people I have the highest respect for, one of our most respected scientists, in my opinion, in this country, Dr. Eric Feigelding. He's an epidemiologist and health economist with the New England Complex Systems Institute, the first whistleblower in the COVID pandemic, former faculty member and researcher at Harvard Medical School and Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. On Twitter or X or whatever you call it these days, his handle is Dr. Eric Ding, D-R-E-R-I-C-D-I-N-G. Dr. Eric Feigelding, thank you for joining us again. Welcome back to the program. What is this bird flu? Where did it come from? How dangerous is it?
Yeah, this bird flu has arrived in the U.S. very fast and furious. We think it was introduced back in February. That's what the data is indicating. It was one transmission from some bird to cattle, to cows. And it's mostly right now being transmitted among dairy cows because we think it's because of the milking machines and just the general situation. Especially the concentration of the virus is very, very high in the milk. And that's why we're also telling people not to drink raw milk, because unless it's pasteurized, and we're mostly certain pasteurization is okay, even though pasteurization doesn't kill all viruses, it should be okay. But definitely don't drink raw milk. And there's a big segment of the population that is really into raw milk right now. And I'm very worried about them. But somehow this fad is still continuing despite all the risk that's currently going on. And because this bird flu, as you said, it's 50% mortality among those who we detect it. And if this truly jumps into humans and spreads human to human, we're in deep trouble.
Now, I read in the New York Times, let me get the date on this, is April 24th, in fact, I'll just quote it. According to public health officials, the virus load in the infected cow's milk is especially high, raising the possibility the disease is being spread through milking machines or from aerosolized sprays. Another possible route is the cow's feed, owing to the fairly revolting fact that the U.S. allows farmers to feed leftover poultry bedding material, feathers, excrement, spilled seeds, to dairy and beef cattle as a cheap source of additional protein. Is this, are we looking at the possibility of a deadly pandemic because the ag industry, the big ag industry, wants to jack up profits?
Yeah, this is very worrisome because this poultry feed thing, by the way, feeding poultry poop dung to cows, it's illegal in Canada, Europe, Britain. Britain banned it after the mad cow fiasco many decades ago. But we allow it here in the U.S., and it's pretty revolting. I think in certain ways, we should have done that eons ago. It's already made the jump to cattle. So in many ways, we need to further control cattle transmission. Cattle transmission means we have to be very careful about milking and in slaughterhouses. CDC actually last week put out an alert. all dairy farmers, cattle, slaughterhouse veterinarians need to wear full PPEs, as in masks and goggles and full, waterproof aprons, because in many ways that we know that the transmission among farms is the highest risk, and these are the highest risk occupations. I just unfortunately don't see big ag, you know, mandating all slaughterhouse workers, you know, meat processing plant workers and dairy farm workers to wear these PPE, unfortunately. And we know those also, on many dairy farms, children work on their family dairy farms. So the risk of transmission is very, we know people can get it, not as easily as birds, but people can get it. And especially in our eyes, conjunctivitis, humans in our eyes, we have the same receptors for the virus as birds do. Not the rest of our body, but in our eyes. And we know that eye is a legit pathway for transmission. We know that from COVID. And we know that the eye-to-eye transmission has already happened in one man in Texas. So we have to be very careful, because jumping to mammals, it's already happening. Dogs are susceptible too. Cats are susceptible too. And humans on occasion as well.
My understanding is that back, you know, the last time we had a major problem with the flu was 1918. I mean, we've had a few awful ones, but, you know, that killed just millions and millions of people all around the world, the so-called Spanish flu. And my understanding is that, you know, they've done genetic testing and found that what happened was that started out, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm running from memory here from a couple of years ago, that started out as a bird flu that that got into pigs. And the pigs then, pigs are capable of getting infected with human flu. And apparently the some pig, some place in Leavenworth, Kansas, had both human flu and the bird flu at the same time. And so the flu virus jumped genes, and suddenly now you've got a new flu that is the bird flu, but it's got the human part of the genetics that enables it to be highly transmissible human to human. And boom, that's what happened. A, is that exactly, is that how it works out? And B, could we see the same thing? I mean, they called that a swine flu ultimately because the jump happened in pigs. Could we see that happen in pigs or in cattle or in humans? Right. I mean, is this the big fear?
Yeah, in certain ways, that's the doomsday scenario, because right now the bird flu, it can infect humans with a very, very high dose. It's known to happen. It's infected hundreds of people worldwide.
Yeah, about 800 people so far, right?
Yeah, exactly, and killing half of them. But, you know, that's still not like, you know, raging inferno pandemic scale. The doomsday scenario is if a pig has both, and infected with human and bird flu, and then they cross mingle. This is called recombination. Then you get the worst of both worlds. And that is a big worry, because big ag right now, given how the intensity of how industrial farming is and how humans are very close to these farms, it could honestly happen. It's one of those things we think it's going to happen at some point, because progressively, you know, not just dolphins, but walruses, penguins, all of them have become infected in huge mass die-offs. That has not happened a decade or two decades ago. It's all happened within the last 5 years. And this mammal adaptation to dogs, cats, cows, that's a recent jump as well. They know that there's several mutations. And most worrisome, the mutation in the cows that they've now found not only has this mutation that allows greater mammal infection, but also prevents Tamiflu, our number one frontline flu drug, from working. Basically, it's a mutation that neutralizes Tamiflu. And if that strain, it's not seen everywhere, but if that substrain of the bird flu gets commingled, then not only do we have raging wildfire that can affect humans, but our frontline drug against it won't work. And so all our Tamiflu stockpile might not work if that substrain of this bird virus that's circulating in the cows, it becomes the predominant version of it. So we have lots to worry about. And our vaccine stockpile is not very large, by the way. I think we should vaccinate all veterinarians or anyone who touches farm animals, at birds, cows, pigs. But we're not doing that, and we're not even doing PPE. And they're not even testing that much, honestly. USDA, the data that they released, all the sample data right now says USA 2024. It does not say where. It does not say the exact date of all these genetic samples. So we actually can't calculate how fast they're mutating. And many scientists have been very upset about this recently.
I can imagine. Now, the one big difference between now and 1918 is that in 1918, they didn't have a particularly sophisticated way of developing flu vaccines and a rapid way to whatever you call it, grow them and then, you know, get them out to the populace. You said, you know, people should be vaccinated. To what extent might the normal flu, the quadrivalent or trivalent vaccines provide some protection, A, and B, how quickly could we develop a vaccine if this thing does make the jump and it does become, you know, a human-to-human pathogen?
Right. The flu strains that we have vaccines for are not well adapted to the bird flu. The bird flu is a very different kind of flu. It's a completely different class of flu, H5N1. And for the vaccines, we can develop them. It takes a couple months for the testing, because for every flu season, we start to development for them like 9 months before that winter arrives. We start picking the strains that we want to include next season. But the other major thing is bird flu, you know, how they grow it in the eggshells. It's a very slow process, and you need adjuvants to boost immunity that these flu vaccines exert. And the adjuvants, we can't ramp up enough. We don't have enough of the adjuvants because it's not a potent vaccine by itself. It needs these booster.
Isn't the adjuvant typically just aluminum or alum?
No, well, yeah, there's different kinds of adjuvant, but there's an adjuvant shortage. Like, if we want, if there's a global pandemic and we want to scale this up very quickly, and on top of everything else, we will have a relative shortage of that. Wow. And so these are all considerations. If we have a COVID-level pandemic, I'm saying, a worldwide pandemic, that ramp, we have some now. We have some stock bird flu vaccines already in stockpile, but they're not nearly enough if it gets out of control and we need nationwide vaccinations.
So we have a vaccine right now for the bird flu as it exists right now.
As it existed. But right. If it mutates anymore, we're in trouble. And again, if Tamiflu doesn't work against it, then we're really in trouble because Tamiflu is our number one,
We're going to hit a break here in about 40 seconds. Just last question. What can average people do? What should we be paying attention to?
First of all, if you're around farm animals, be very careful, wear PPEs. Two, do not drink raw milk. Drinking raw milk, extremely dangerous. Milk has very high levels of these viruses, and 20% of all commercial milk have the virus found. So don't drink raw milk.
What about
don't
cheese?
Cheese, also raw cheese. Some cheeses are used pasteurized. Yeah. You just have to look carefully. Does the cheese use raw or not? And don't eat undercooked eggs. And try to avoid undercooked beef, you know, raw beef, raw steaks for a while until we know more. But definitely avoid the raw milk.
It's amazing stuff. And we all need to keep an eye on this. Dr. Eric Feigelding, Doctor, you have been such a wonderful source of information to us and our listeners for so long. I so appreciate it. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you. Stay safe.
Great talking. Yeah, we'll do our best. You too. Okay, we'll be back on the other side of this break with more of the news of the day and your calls. So stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with, I've got a geeky science for you, and I'll be picking up your calls for the rest of the hour. So stay tuned. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today about how to get more entertainment for free. I'm going to tell you about a magical place called the library. Seriously, if you have not been to your public library recently, check it out. They have way more than just books these days. They have a ton of movies that you can borrow, and sometimes you can even stream them. Like when my kiddo was younger, we would borrow from the library instead of rent for our Friday night movie night, and then we had a little bit of money left over that we could use for something special. And if your library has an online app, that can be game-changing. I get to read all the magazines for free that I used to pay for at the grocery store. All of the celebrity gossip, none of the guilt. Okay, some of the guilt. And they've also got audiobooks, which really help me get through doing stuff like laundry or, you know, other chores. For more on how to spend less and save more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is this all hype? Well, for me, there is a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour, and just a quick geeky science here for you, and then I'll pick up your calls for the rest of the hour. This is out of studyfinds.org, which is just a fascinating website that compiles, you know, scientific studies. And this was a major analysis of 199 previous studies involving over 20 million people. It was published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine this last week. And what they found was that cardiorespiratory fitness, now cardio, heart, respiratory, lungs, right, heart-lung fitness, can lower the risk of premature death, chronic diseases, and complications from poor health by a staggering 20%. This is remarkable. The results were striking. This was the first time that they've really looked at these studies. In fact, most of the earlier studies that were done on male athletes. And this, you know, has men, women, all ages, everything. And what they found was that people with high fitness levels had a 41 to 53% lower risk of premature death from any cause compared to those with low fitness. The protective effects were applicable to deaths from cardiovascular disease, cancer, stroke, and sudden cardiac events, heart attacks. High fitness was also linked to a 37 to 69% reduced risk of developing chronic conditions like hypertension, heart failure, stroke, atrial fibrillation, dementia, and depression. Even in people already diagnosed with heart disease, cancer, or other chronic illnesses, those who were more fit had a measurably lower risk of dying. The lead author of this study, Dr. Justin Lang from the Public Health Agency of Canada, he said, people can make meaningful improvements through additional moderate physical activity, such as brisk walking at least 150 minutes a week. So let's see, 7 into 150, it's roughly 22 minutes a day. Just walk fast, 22 minutes a day. It's about a mile, by the way. You know, typically people walk 3 miles an hour. That's, you know, every 20 minutes, that's a mile. So, you know, just I do it. Louise and I do this every day. You know, we get out and we've been doing it now for, at least a decade. I mean, religiously, every single day, 7 days a week. And I can't say that I would have croaked a lot earlier if I wasn't doing this, but I feel great, knock wood. And I'm telling you, get out of your house and go take a brisk walk, 20 minutes a day. It will 69% lower risk of death from, it's just incredible. All right, what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In the truth, the fast food industry we'd really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back. Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. Right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use the promo code TOM to save 35% at CozyEarth.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. intelligence community is offering a stark assessment of Russia's war on Ukraine.
The U.S. government assesses that Vladimir Putin is ramping up Russia's attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure, aiming to make it harder for the Ukrainians to move troops and supplies. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told the Senate Armed Services Committee,
"These aggressive tactics are likely to continue, and the war is unlikely to end anytime soon."
Haines says the Russians have given no indication they're prepared to make concessions in any peace talks. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden says take Donald Trump at his word. In an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Trump refused to commit to accepting the results of this year's presidential election, declaring, "If everything's honest, I'd gladly accept the results." His words. A federal judge sentenced insurrectionist Jack Wade Whitten to 57 months in the penitentiary for repeated attacks on police during the January 6th insurrection attempt. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. School is canceled in Mount Horeb, where a would-be school shooter put the community on high alert Wednesday. Gunshots prompted local schools to lock down for several hours. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
We currently believe that there is no ongoing threat to public safety. But again, this is an ongoing investigation, and we will update the public if any additional threat to safety is discovered.
Law enforcement shot and killed the shooter, who was reported to be a student at the school. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning online shoppers about scams. DATCAP recommends making sure everything's in order before entering personal information on any website. DATCAP says you should pay close attention to typos or other irregularities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. In Sex and the City spinoff news, Rosie O'Donnell will join the cast of And Just Like That for Season 3. The New York Post reports that O'Donnell will play a new character named Mary in at least one episode. Actors Karen Pittman and Sarah Ramirez were written off the show following Season 2. New episodes for Season 3 will be available to stream in 2025. The New York Post reports that people are calling out an offensive joke in The Fall Guy. During the film, one of the characters walks into a messy trailer and says, "Looks like Johnny and Amber were here," referring to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Hard to believe, but people on social media work themselves into a lather over a single joke about two people they've never met who aired all their dirty laundry, which included toxic verbal and physical abuse during a public trial. But make fun of a crazy couple's tidiness, you'll get posterized. I didn't find the joke offensive, but if that's the scene that sticks out in the movie, I am in less of a hurry to see The Fall Guy, which opens May 3rd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any drizzle ending, we'll see partly cloudy skies developing with lower 40s in the overnight and light west winds. On your Friday, sunny skies, upper 60s. Could have a couple of showers late Friday night into Saturday. Saturday's high near 60. It's 47 at our studios.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time live from the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, for the premiere of When Rubber Hits the Road. One of the filmmakers, BJ Hollers, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Plus, they'll stop those threatening phone calls, and they do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help get you out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. Seriously, Z-A-P, zapmydebt, D-E-B-T.com. That's zapmydebt.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions. Zapmydebt.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good.
Wow, you got a lot of stuff to do.
Charles, I need you to get your... I'm having a hard time hearing you. I need you to use your phone in a normal mode rather than whatever you're doing right now, because I just can't understand what you're saying.
All right, is this better?
Not much, no. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold, and you can work it out with Jeremy, and I'll get back to you in a minute. Tim, Charles is on line 6, Jeremy. Tim in Hokum, Wisconsin. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was looking at Project 2025, and you know, I've seen it and heard bits and pieces about it, but I thought I'd investigate it. So I went online and I looked it up on Wikipedia. And I wholeheartedly would like all your listeners to look it up on Wikipedia and read it.
Yeah.
It is frightening.
Yeah.
But you go through it, it's all the, you know, eliminating the FBI, Homeland Security, the EPA, firing 60,000 employees. But then it goes down and there's a paragraph on abortion. And, of course, all these states now, Kansas and I think Ohio, and then where the ladies have all gotten together and gotten – you know, abortion rights back, they're going to supersede these with a federal law, and
that's
it's
right.
going to be totally, completely gone.
Yeah, there'll be a national abortion ban. And by the way, Project 2025 is not for Donald Trump. It's for any Republican president any time in the future.
Yes, absolutely. And but anyway, so I read this, and I just had to say, you know, people got to read this thing because it's really a wake-up call.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I read it, and then it reminded me of an interview I saw with Leonard Leo last fall.
Mm-hmm.
And Leonard Leo was being interviewed, and at the end of the interview, he volunteered something. He said, and there's a group of us at the Federalist Society that want to repeal the 19th Amendment,
right?
Which, of course, is the women's right to vote. So the women better sit up and take notice, because these guys are going to turn them into chattel.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. They're evil.
I did not know that Leonard Leo had said that. I had heard that, you know, some of them are talking about repealing the 17th Amendment, which is the direct election of senators. Think, you know, there's a couple of billionaires. I think Peter Thiel made a comment once that I'm guessing he regrets, you know, about ending the women's right to vote. But it's wild stuff, yeah. Tim. I mean, I'm one of the things that I'm doing right now. I wrote about this maybe 5-6 months ago, and we did a whole show on it. And but it's time to revisit it. And maybe actually it was more like 3 months ago. But I need to revisit it. And I've been looking around. I've been keeping an eye open for a group or a person who has become, you know, a self-styled expert on Project 2025 that we can get on the air. So, you know, we'll get to it. We'll get to it in the next little bit here. Tim, thanks for the heads up.
One other little thing. Clarence Thomas was being chased down a hallway by, what's his name, Raja Manu. I think it was CNN.
Yeah, Raja
Manu. And he was chasing him down the hallway. And he ducked into an elevator, and then he leaned in with his microphone, and he said, "What's your stance on women's rights?" And Clarence Thomas leaned in the microphone and said, "There is no mention of women in the Constitution."
Really?
So, yes.
Wow.
And then the door closed. And then the elevator door closed. And I thought, why aren't the Democrats using that in a campaign ad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I did not see that. Tim, thank you. Thanks for the heads up on those things. I do appreciate it. Charles in Miami. Let's try it again, Charles.
All right. Is this any better?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can understand what you're saying now.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm sort of intrigued by, I would say, Emmanuel Macron.
Uh-huh.
And his statement of wanting to go into Ukraine.
Right.
And I'm wondering if they do. Do you think that he would go first after Marie Le Pen? Because she is a supporter of Putin.
Right.
And don't they have some sort of arm of, you know, in their government or her party that supports Russia?
Yeah, it's called the United Front, I believe, is Marine Le Pen's party. It was started by her father. It was an openly fascist party when her father started it. It was kind of the remnants of the Vichy French, I suppose you could say. She's tried to clean it up and make it a little more general interest and a little more appealing. But and I think that she has changed. Her father was not a fan of NATO. I don't know her position on Ukraine right now, so I can't speak to that. I'm sorry.
Right. But I am wondering, would he put her under some sort of house arrest? Would he also try to investigate all her financial ties?
I think
because the way I'm leading up to, the reason why I'm leading up to this, and I'm just thinking, NATO would probably be involved if France eventually goes in, and we run NATO, so do our Justice Department look into a Marjorie Taylor Greene or a lot of these Russian so-called sympathizers here in the United States. It's also part of our government.
Yeah. We don't run NATO, first off, Charles. NATO is run as a democracy, and it's not just a democracy, but one that requires, like the UN does, a consensus. That is 100% agreement before they make any decisions, which has slowed them down in some regards. I don't recall if Marine Le Pen is a member of the French Parliament or not. But whether she is or not, just as a politician, she would have, some level of immunity from prosecution. I suspect for her views in France. I think Macron's got much bigger fish to fry than going after her. But it's an interesting question, Charles. Thank you for the call and thanks for asking it. Sandra in Boston. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today? Well, let's try this again. I'm sorry, you vanished the last time we were talking.
I don't know what happened. But I just wanted to suggest that you might be wrong about the Republicans being upset if the Democrats purge the voter rolls. I think they villainize the Dems to their base, but would love it if Democrats purge the rolls. Republicans are not interested in democracy, and they just said it out loud in Washington State.
Right.
Plus, they can do their both sidesism thing while normalizing purging.
But what if the Democrats purge the voting rolls in the red counties in blue states?
They still squawk, but I think they're not interested in democracy.
That's a good point, Sandra.
The thing that gets me about the Republicans is they don't get that, they don't want your vote either, It's not just us.
Yeah.
They don't want your vote either because we're going to, vote in the social programs that most Republicans support.
That's a good point.
I think that, a broken Congress doesn't hurt Republicans as much as Mark Pocaine suggests. I think it furthers the sort of Russo-Republican narrative that democracy doesn't work, and it just makes the Dems look powerless,
I think that's a good point, too.
Yeah, and finally, I'd just like to say quickly, I listen to your show every day, and I hear people call in and say, if you're not voting for Biden, you're not playing the long game. The problem I have is that Biden doesn't seem to have a super good long game. Unless he gets a Democratic House and Senate, he apparently won't be able to fix Roe. And then what? What's his long game if we don't win Congress? And I really think he's got to step up his game against handle Netanyahu, because it's just making him look weak, like he's got no game.
I agree on the one hand. On the other hand, if he takes a very aggressive stance against Netanyahu and against Israel, he could lose a substantial portion of the Jewish vote, which is really important for the Democratic vote.
Well, do you really think he has to take it super aggressive? I saw Hillary Clinton do this interview when Putin entered Ukraine, and she was like on public television, and she was like, listen, I'd handle him. And she meant it. I mean, I was like, oh, you know what she meant by it. But the only person I know who Putin is afraid of is Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
So I think he needs to just have that posture. He doesn't have to like rain fire and brimstone, but we got to look stronger than this.
I agree.
We do.
I do agree. And I've been calling for Biden to take a more aggressive position for some time.
Yeah, you got to do it. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you very much for the call. Great to hear from you.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. We'll be, it's 44 minutes past the hour, almost 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment, so stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, Defending America from the Weapons of Mass Deception.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with more of your calls.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Keldo Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on childcare. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Fresh dog food is everywhere now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it'll expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high temperature, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has the optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 10 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. I wonder how many people are going to be naming their dogs Cricket in memory of Christy Noem's dog. I just read a dog food ad on the commercial side of the show, and I every time I do, I keep thinking, I should, in this ad, I should say, and don't shoot your dog, or something like that. Oh, geez. One of the Substack newsletters I subscribe to, yesterday and today, Don't Shoot Your Dog, Volume 1, it was Frank Schaefer, and Don't Shoot Your Dog, Volume 2. Frank is a good guy. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Dennis in Minneapolis. Hey, Dennis, thanks for listening to 950 AM KTNF. What's up?
Yeah, can you hear me, Tom?
Just fine.
Okay. Say, first of all, I don't appreciate you throwing the police under the bus. I'll just make that comment and go on.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons why the police don't have any power anymore. The present regime has taken away their power. Number two, I'm going to ask you a simple question, Tom. You're kind of the Rush Limbaugh of the left side, right?
What's your question, Dennis?
Right. I'm asking you a question first. Are you kind of the Rush Limbaugh of the left side?
What's your question?
Okay,
Dennis?
If you can't. Okay. Here's the question: are you going to be intellectually honest enough, when this whole Democratic regime and this whole thing falls apart, Donald Trump is the next president, and all the evidence comes out of all the corruption that you were supporting? One question to you. Can you answer this like Joe Biden couldn't? Are you going to be intellectually honest enough to come on the radio and say, we were wrong? That's a simple question. Would you do that?
Yeah. Dennis, thanks a lot for the call. Steve in Saranac, Michigan. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Yeah. Hey.
Steve, let me just to reference the last caller. When I'm wrong, I say so on the air. But I just, you know, disingenuous, fundamentally dishonest callers who are just trying to score points really don't deserve an answer. Steve, what's on your mind today?
Yeah. Hey. I agree with you about the last guy. But this week I was in the barbershop in Saranac, Michigan. And we have Herbrooks, the big poultry farm here, and they had to put down 9 million birds from bird flu.
Whoa.
And according to the talk in the shop, the federal government said the guidelines to put down that many birds is you turn up the heat, you don't feed or water them, and just let them expire in a few days.
Wow.
And, I just thought I'd like to get that out there that, yeah, bird flu does seem to be kind of concerning now.
Yeah, this is a serious threat. And, that's the bad news. The good news is that unlike the Trump administration, I mean, Donald Trump, when Ebola came to the United States, the Republicans were all hysterical because Barack Obama was president, of course. And, you know, they were just, you know, foaming at the mouth about it. And so Obama put together two things. He put together within the White House, a president's office of pandemic response, and he put into the CDC a special unit that did nothing but prepare for and deal with pandemics. When Donald Trump came into office, he shut down both of those offices in 2017 because he said they were it was a waste of money. The Republican Study Committee was opposed to them because it would be government spending money, and that means billionaires have to pay taxes to support this stuff. Therefore, Biden has brought those things back.
And so we've got an administration that actually believes in science rather than injecting bleach. And, you know, it's I feel a little bit safer, but I'm still really concerned about this. Steve, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Jordan in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Jordan, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Tom. Just a quick question. Are you familiar with any initiative that the Democratic Party has put out that is, I would say, something like Project Take the Middle Class Back, that's analogous to Project 2025, and is like a real initiative showing everything that maybe Biden and his administration would do on day one?
No, I'm not. You know, the advantage that the conservatives have is there's all these different organizations that are funded by right-wing billionaires who basically just want their taxes lowered, you know, and their industries right. not to be regulated. There's no analog on the Democratic side. There, you know, you've got a couple of big Democratic donors, you know, like George Soros. But I mean, you know, a couple hundred million dollars is big money for him. You've got right-wing donors who are putting up billions. I mean, this is going to be a $10 billion election at least this year, for example. So, no, to the best of my knowledge, there's no infrastructure that would support that on the Democratic side.
I was just more referring to it as a messaging opportunity.
Yeah.
It seems like the GOP and MAGA know exactly what's going to happen on day one if Trump gets in the office. Yeah. And I don't feel that as a Democratic Party, we know exactly what's going to happen on day one if Joe Biden is reelected. And I just think that's a great messaging opportunity.
Oh, I don't disagree. And this is going to be one of the big challenges of the Biden administration. The problem, though, Jordan, and this is why, you know, people talk about Project 2025, but by and large, they have no idea what it is that people are only capable of digesting and remembering typically 2, 3, 4 things.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is just the 3 is considered the magic number. And which is why, you know, God, gay, and guns. Right? So the Democrats have to figure out what their 3 things are going to be. I think that's far more important than coming up with a comprehensive, you know, 90-point plan or a 200-point plan like Project 2025. Jordan, thanks for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. Double check your voter registration, especially if you live in a red state. They are purging voters like there's no tomorrow. So we got to get ready. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, it's another wonderful sign of the season. Saturday's fishing opener. Plus, Mark Jacob will review media coverage of the week's top stories.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. This Friday is the first Friday of the month.